USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stotts. President Joe Biden sat down with CBS's Laura O'Donnell in the White House in an interview that aired last hour. The first question she asked the president was what things will look like 1 year from now.
It's my hope and expectation if we're able to put them together and make up for all the lost time fighting COVID that's occurred, that we'll be able to watch the Super Bowl with a full stadium. The Super Bowl is just one of those great American celebrations. And all those house parties, all those things that aren't happening. But God willing, we're going to be able to celebrate it all as usual a year from now.
President Biden also talked about the stimulus package, minimum wage, the Iran nuclear situation, relations with China, and his son's battle and recovery from drug addiction. Iran's supreme leader on Sunday urged the U.S. to lift all nuclear sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
George Shultz, who served under three different Republican presidents, has died at 100. The Hoover Institution, where Shultz was a distinguished fellow, announced his death today. He led the State Department under President Reagan. In President Nixon's administration, he served as Treasury Secretary, Labor Secretary, and Director of the Office of Management and Budget. Shultz was also one of President Eisenhower's economic advisors. He's one of only two Americans to have held four different federal cabinet-level positions. George Shultz was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1989. Another winter storm is pounding the Northeast. There was at least a half foot of snow on the ground in parts of New Jersey and Connecticut by early afternoon. About 9 inches fell west of Philadelphia. The National Weather Service is predicting between 6 and 12 inches in New York City, the nation's capital, and along the Connecticut coastline. It's Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and Super Bowl 55 set to kick off in 90 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The CDC says 39 million doses of COVID vaccines have been administered in the U.S., just over 4 million of those in long-term care facilities. Health officials are hoping for approval of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine soon, giving a third option in the U.S.
About 1.3 million Americans a day are receiving a coronavirus vaccination, with hopes that rate will increase if Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine receives an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The drug maker asked the agency for consideration for an EUA earlier this week. Dr. Jody Guest, vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University, tells CBS News that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be a welcome addition to the fight against the virus.
Well, just having more vaccine is going to be a huge difference as we need to roll out more vaccine to more people. We have a lot of people waiting for vaccine, and we need more all the time. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a really great vaccine. The data is exciting. 85% effective at preventing severe COVID-19, 100% effective at preventing death. We need this vaccine as quickly as possible.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four skiers were killed and four others injured by an avalanche in Utah. Two groups in their early 20s to late 30s were touring the backcountry when they were swept up by the avalanche on Saturday morning. Authorities were alerted by one of the skiers' avalanche beacons. The survivors were able to dig themselves out of the snow and ice. Search and rescue teams have been working to recover the bodies. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.